19 minutes left on Radio West. Good evening to you. Or should I say good night? And,
good evening.
Good evening. Okay, I'll say good evening. Willie Hardwich is well for the next few minutes because I still have to say good night. I said a goodbye this evening with Helen on the news, and I know it's emotional. It's even more emotional now because I know this is it. And if anyone from the government is listening, please note you are taking my job away and you are leaving me with very, very little. Now, I mean, if you were listening and you say, oh, you're giving me a job, but what are you doing now? You're leaving me with nothing. I'm unemployed from as 12 o'clock tonight. Thank you very much to Fine Gael and the government. Next time round, whoever's running is saying they'll make pirate stations legal, and I won't call them pirates because we're not pirates. We are not independent, is exactly as Helen Bradley says. We are independent, not pirate or illegal. The only thing illegal about us stations is the independence or the name pirate. So if you're listening and some station says or some government says they'll make us illegal or make us legal, vote for that government, because there's no point in saying we're illegal or pirate, because we're not. The only thing we do is go under the name pirate, so forget that bloody government. Well, just we'll say no more about that, because I'm not going to curse or go across or break the broadcasting rules just in case we return, because we've never broken the broadcasting rules on Radio West, and we never will. Just one thing I want to say from a lady in County Offaly. Her name is Doreen Scully. She said something very important to me. She said, in 1980, Offaly went for the All-Ireland and they failed, as we are at this very moment. In 1981, they went for the double. In 1982, the 5-in-1 team went for the everything. I suppose they went for everything. And in 1983 and 82, they succeeded in everything they went for. That's like Radio West. We are going to succeed in what we are doing. Anybody listening at this moment, God knows, wherever you're listening from, I suppose you're listening from all over the country, that Nova have been knocked off the air for some God knows what reason, we don't know ourselves. The reason we are going voluntarily is with solidarity with Radio Nova. We support Nova into the ground as we support ourselves and every other station who are going with us. And I know certain stations will leave tomorrow with Radio West. The idea is you support Radio West and you will have Radio West in this very near future. Something from Bonnie Tyler called Total Eclipse of the Heart is how I feel at this very, very emotion. It's a very emotional moment for me. Every now and then I get a... Kenny Cycles are another people who supported us now, and I suppose they supported us through the whole trauma of the crisis, and I play this very, very specially for them. For Doreen Scully and everybody who supported us all the way through this country, and there's a lot of people who have. Total Eclipse of the Heart, Bonnie Tyler. One more from me before I go. I'm afraid, but I'm going to cut in on Total Eclipse of the Heart. I know you don't want to hear last records from Radio West. You want to hear us saying goodbye and how much we've... Not goodbye, yeah, okay.
We never play the last record.
No, exactly. We never play the last record from Radio West. It's just one thing... Anthony Flood, who's rung from Dublin, I'm sure Anthony was a Nova supporter, and I know now he supports Radio West
and
through these last things. Davina Carr is here, and I know Davina has been upset very, very much tonight. And Helen Bradley, who I was with Radio West. I'm with Radio West a year and a month now, which means I'm with Radio West almost from the beginning. Mike Young is breathing down my shoulders. Mike Young beat me by 2 months. That's very, very good, Mike. We've got people from all stages of broadcasting on Radio West, from 2 weeks ago to the beginning. We're going to say thank you, Anthony, from Dublin. Your support is wonderful. As someone said here, you're a gentleman. Support is what we want and support is what we need. And I don't know, touching the switches here on Radio West at this very moment is a kind of funny feeling for me, because I don't know... Mike Young says, don't be fiddling. I don't know whether I'll fiddle them for a long, long time, but hopefully very, very shortly in the future I will be fiddling with these things. So thank Anthony from Dublin. His name is Anthony Flood from Dublin. And one thing I have always wanted to do, but I forgot to do, was thank and say hello to Pat Ward, a fellow I went to college with in Dublin. He rang me for the last two nights. I've never said hello because I've never thought of it. So Pat's listening. Good evening or good night to you, Pat. And another thing is a very special request for Stephen Tully from... He worked in Radio West in the shop, has always been here from the start.
Willie?
He has manned the phone tonight.
Can we say hello to Gillian Phillips?
Gillian Phillips from Radio... Well, what am I thinking? I'm not
yes,
even thinking about it.
Yes, we have to say hello to Gillian.
Certain...
We're sorry she's not with us.
I can't think of it. It's just emotion.
And Pat Hunt.
Pat Hunt and other people. Everyone who's...
Everybody that has been with us here and that has made working here so fabulous.
And Willie, I'd like to say hello to somebody else.
Davina.
I'd like to say hello to Rosaline Malone. And thank you very much for the lovely card, Rosaline, and the little present. And if Radio West do get back on the air, keep listening.
It's not the fact of keep listening. We know you'll be listening, but the fact is, you know, if you lobby your own local TD, you will get Radio Wealth back in the air. So if you've any sense and any compassion whatsoever, lobby your local TD and get Radio Wealth back on the air.
And from me, Harry Burns, a special request for one of my greatest fans over the last 5 months is JJ Hussey from Shurach in Castletown Gagan. JJ will be back again. And again, as Willie Hart was saying earlier on, he has lost his job tonight. He's redundant. What about me? I've been made redundant twice in 1 week.
I know.
How about that? But good night, everybody.
Thank you, Harry. Well, you wouldn't believe the emotion here if you're listening at this moment. I hope the whole bloody country is listening to us tonight. Forget the bloody bit. I'm not breaking any broadcasting rules. Radio West do exist, and we will exist in the future. The reason we are going off the air is simple. We are supporting everybody. Please, please, for any compassion and sense, support Radio West in this coming future. And another record from me before I do say goodbye is from one thing. It comes from a group called the...
Cry and I'll kiss you.
That's Chris Jennings telling me not to cry. 12 minutes away.
Chris has just come in with 2 pints.
How can I not? I mean...
What?
If you expect someone not to cry when he loses his job because of, not of his fault, because of the government's fault, who the people who are saying... Give me a job. Give me a job. We'll give everybody a job. And they suddenly say no. They cut off your job for some silly reason. You know, you can't really think. 12 minutes away from 12 o'clock, what can I say? Na na na, hey, kiss and goodbye from Bananarama. I'm not losing my job. I know I will return in full strength. 2 to 6, as usual, on Radio West in the coming future. I'll be back in a short minute. This is Bananarama. 8 minutes away from 12 o'clock. Na na na, na kiss and goodbye. I wish everybody who listened to Willie Hart and Radio West to come in. And kiss me goodbye.
For the squeeze LP.
Yeah, that reminds me, I was looking for the squeeze LP yesterday. Listen, I've lost a job because of that government. I'm shivering all over. It reminds me of certain things I can't talk about, but anyway. I can say very, very little. I've only one more record to play before I ever say goodbye, and hopefully I'll be back in the future. People listening at this moment, you know you can support us. I can say no more. I've lost a job. Everyone here at Radio West includes 30 or 40 people have lost a job. Lobby your local TD and get our jobs back and get local radio back on your radio station because we mean so much to you. You mean so much to us. There's nothing more I can say from Willie Hart. That's me. But goodbye. Goodbye, and I get it over with from myself. This is Mike McCartney will be joining you now in a sec. It's the theme tune that brought him on so often. So for myself, something I've always said on Radio West was, good evening and God bless. Well, as I used to say, this is the time of the night again. Well, it's no longer 10:30 and no longer have a top 5 in front of me. Each night when I went home, I looked forward in the morning to coming in and looking at the desk and picking up a bundle of mail and reading out top 5. 22 years I had an ambition to fulfill, that was to get on the radio and broadcast. I did it, and I did it 8 weeks ago. And what happened? Somebody came along and said, this is it, we're going to close down. What can I say? It's easy for me to turn around and blame the government, but I've yet to hear something from the opposition, shall we say, or anybody else. Who's going to give me a job now? I wonder. Right, people, I must say hello to everybody in the Loreto Convent. They've been very, very good to me. People up in Kilcarmock, people in Leash, Offaly, Westmeath, Dublin, everywhere, you can name it. I got letters from Donegal, Galway, I can't forget my friends in Galway. The only west that's left for me now is west of the Shannon, and I'll be hitting down the other weekend. And the next time I see you all, I hope I'll be in Crow Park. And I must thank very much indeed the people here at Radio West for being so kind and so friendly with me. There was a great warmth and kindness in the people up here around Mullingar. I felt more at home here than I did in Galway in my last job. And what can I say? I'm running short of words. Words are being replaced. Words are being replaced by emotion and tears. And there's nothing left for me to say. But thank you very much indeed. I hope I'll be part of you yet again sometime. But who knows? The future is bleak for me.
You'll be joined those cops and you're dead, boy.
Can I thank everybody here in the studio? Declan Flood, Helen Bradley, Davina Carroll, Nigel Hendricks, who came in and made a part of my top 20 Sundays, Nora,
BGP. Sounds like Fern Isle. Mike Lewis, Harry Burns, whom I called Bradley earlier on, I don't know why. Mike Young, who used to wake me up in the morning and come in instead of Terry Wogan. Captain West, Stephen Tully, everybody, and of course Chris Jennings, Anne-Marie's biggest fan, you know, and Helen Bradley has something to say to me.
I don't know. I think I hope I'm not speaking out of turn when I say to Nora and to Sean, thank you for a wonderful atmosphere that we worked here in Radio West. I wasn't here very long, but I really, really did enjoy it. And Nora and Sean, thanks ever so much.
Don't worry, you'll be here again. Don't worry.
Well, lots of people have rang up and asked me, was I really from Galway? They said I had a Cork accent. Yes, I'm from Galway. And when you hear my surname, you know I am from Galway. My real name is Michael O'Flaherty. Right, Mike Lewis?
Well, I'd like to say a big thank you, as I said before, to all the advertisers, but not only to the advertisers, also to advertising staff here. And when I say not least amongst them, I mean very much at the fore amongst them, Declan Flood, who is right here. Now, Declan, could you just say hello, please?
Yeah, well, I would just like to say hello and thank you to all the friends I've made in Tullamore and the Offaly area, and we will be back. That's the message. We will be back.
Super, and also a thank you to Michael Connell, who has been handling advertising in the Kells Oldcastle area, and, well, thank you to all the advertisers, and we mustn't forget, we must say one more time, Aran Radio Remo's, one of our best advertisers, and they made the most magnificent gesture of all. They had placed a very large order with us very recently, and there was a large amount of money that would have been owed back to them because we were going off the air and couldn't complete their current advertising campaign. But Peter Ruain of Aran Radio Remolds phoned us tonight when he heard we were going off the air, and he said, never mind that, you put that amount into your fighting fund to get back on the air, and I can tell you that was a lot of money, and we are very, very grateful to them for that magnificent gesture. And that is real heartfelt thanks, but also to all the advertisers who have helped us along the way. Mike, back to you. Let's have a record, please.
Right, the person that everybody here in the studio would like to thank is Sean Coyne, better known as Captain West. He put everything on the road. And Mike Young wants to say something.
Yes, Lisa, just a final word from me for now, anyway. This, whenever, we hope not to be off for too long, but anyway, whatever length of time that we are off, I'm sure that everybody here in the studio will join with me, Mike Young, and in saying that myself and the rest of the staff will be ready, willing and able to come back immediately, if not sooner.
There's one person I'd like to thank personally, and he rejoined the staff here a few weeks ago, and that was Willie Hart. He played a big part in my life here at Radio West since he came back, with his humorous comments and so on. Also, Mike Young, whatever he'd have left over for me in the morning from the night before. Oh, Willie Hart, I'd like to say goodbye to you all, and I hope it won't be my last goodbye. Willie Hart.
There's two people I have to thank. I came to Radio West a year and a month ago, and the main person who brought me to Radio West was Sean Coyne. You've known him as Captain West, but his name is Sean Coyne. He brought Radio West onto the airwaves. And when we do return, Sean Coyne will be known as Sean Coyne and not as Captain West, because we'll be legal. One other person I have to thank personally for a lot of support and help was Nora Francis, someone who said, no one has said anything about Nora tonight. Nora has supported this radio from the beginning. Nora Francis has managed this station. She's gone through a lot of hell, a lot of arguments with Sean, which is unusual, but they've helped each other. Sean and Nora from Willie Hart. I'd like to thank them personally.
Right, last night, DJ saved my life at 4 minutes past the hour, 12 o'clock, and at 4 minutes past 12 o'clock, there's very, very little...
Three cheers for Sean Coyne, the owner of Radio West. Hip hip! Hooray! Hip hip! Hooray! Hip hip! Hooray!
Right. Mark Buggy in Dublin, actually, a very good friend of mine and our engineer on our FM transmitter. It's not a very, very easy transmitter to maintain, let me tell you. There our phone goes again. And Mark was on to me on the phone just a few minutes ago and wished me all the best and advised me, very funnily, Mark, believe it or not, everybody sort of disagrees with you here, but anyway, I have to kind of play along the game here with everybody. A very good night to you, Mark, and as the old saying goes here on night flights, sleep tight and don't let the bed bugs bite. I'd also like to say good night to the Campbell family in Ballygun, Breckland, Mullingar once again. That's the old granny down there, not the old granny like I mean to say it, but the granny who reared me up from knee high, and also say, you see, he's gone all twisted at this stage. Hello to the Coyne family in Milltown Pass, that's the mother, Mrs. Coyne, Mary Coyne, how are you? And the boss man himself, Thomas. So I'll say goodnight to all you people before I go. This is the last time you'll hear Radio West for, I'm sure, a short time, I hope. And what we intend to do, and I'm saying this publicly, what we intend to do is, since Nova in Dublin, Radio Nova, everybody heard of Radio Nova, and that is Radio Nova is taking a little bit of a court case next Thursday, that's this day week in Dublin. And what Radio West is going to do for the time being is sit tight and we'll wait and see what way that court case goes. Now, I was talking to our local TD this evening, Mr. Jerry Lestrange, who's Shadow Minister for P&T Minister, if I get that right. Tongue-tied at this time of night as well. And he sort of advised me on exactly what we're doing at the moment. And he seems to think we should get a licence. Now, he didn't say us, but he seems to think we have a good chance of getting a licence after the government have made up their mind. So let's hope and pray that our government, Fine Gael, will make up their minds and hopefully give Radio West a licence here in Mullingar. I'm sure it's been a lot to our listeners out there and our advertisers as well. So from Radio West, me and all the gang there, all the gang, we're going to say goodbye now, right? Does everybody want to say goodbye? One, two, three.
Goodbye! We'll be back!
Right, goodbye, we'll be back. So hopefully we will be back on the air very, very shortly. So this is my very, very last record of the night. It's an old favourite of mine. Right, we have one phone call. Hold on a minute. Hello? Yes?
Hello, good evening. This is Radio West.
Turn down the radio. Turn down the radio.
Hello?
Hello, yes?
No, I won't pretend.
Seamus, I'm taking it.
Right.
Hello, yes? Hello?
Am I on here?
You are, yes.
Oh, no, please.
Where are you from?
Kilbeggan.
Kilbeggan. And are you going to miss Radio West?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You did a damn good job.
Well, thanks very, very much. And it's great to have callers like that coming in. Right, you're our very last phone caller of the night. And I'd like to say thanks very, very much. And hello to everybody in Kilbeggan. What's your name again?
Brilliant radio station.
What?
You're absolutely brilliant radio station.
Well, thanks very, very much. That makes us feel really good at this time of night, let me tell you. Okay, thanks very much for ringing in, Kilbeggan. Right, good night to you. Bye. Right, that was our last phone call on Radio West, and here's the very, very last record. After this, you'll hear our usual Desiderata and our national anthem. So it's a very good, very good night from everybody here at Radio West, and I'm as sad as everybody else is here tonight to see us sort of come to an abrupt end like this. So it's a very good night. God bless, sleep tight, and don't let the bed bugs bite. I'm going to interrupt again just before our transmitter actually switches off automatically at 12:15. And that is, we've just counted our signatures so far from 7 o'clock this evening. And we've received over 1,000 signatures. So that is a good start actually in 5 hours. And we haven't passed them around at all.
Kanisha Kaja, Shahi Mihal of Flaherta and Shah. By me, Jarash Arish, Kadishin, Konasav, Agus, Banat Felif.
We'll be back. We'll be back! Yeah! It's only 15
hours.
W-E-S-J.
Open the champagne.
Open that.
Right. Captain West is now opening the champagne.
There is a bottle of champagne which has to be opened by Captain West.
Courtesy of Mrs. Josephine Mecca, Dublin Road, Mullingar.
Willie. That is my mum, Elias, Willie Hart, Willie Mackin. Here we go. A bottle of sparkling wine. Well, can you get it? Can you get it? Well, we'll be back. Goodbye. Good night and God bless.